The new code map feature in Visual Studio Ultimate allows you to create visualizations of the complex relationships in your source code. An all too common task in building an application is to identify and fix bugs. In this drawing program, the undo functionality is not working correctly. It actually works, but not until the user draws an additional line. A quick search locates the undo method, which seems a likely candidate to start investigating. A breakpoint confirms that this is the method that is called when you click the undo button. With Visual Studio Ultimate, you can just right-click the target method and select Show on Code Map, which creates a visualization of the method to the right of our editor window. It may not be much to look at now, but with a few mouse clicks, you can add additional items to the code map. In this case, the fields referenced within the undo method. Hovering over the items on the code map displays tooltips with additional information about the item and about the relationships. The green arrow indicates where the insertion point is in your code, creating a live link between the source code and the map. You can continue your investigation by displaying additional relationships. For instance, all references to the Paint Objects field are retrieved by interacting with the code map. Or you can do the same from within the source code. The code map is an interactive design surface. You can move items around, and you can zoom in and out for a better view. If the layout gets cluttered or confusing, you can choose from several automatic layout options. Double-clicking on the Paint Canvas item shows that it is a constructor that initializes both history and paint objects as empty lists. A bit of investigation shows that the clear method also interacts with history and paint objects, but it also calls the repaint method, as does the add paint object method. The code map makes these relationships plainly visible, and also makes it obvious that although the undo method references history and paint objects, it does not invoke repaint. With code maps, you can associate comments with individual items. You can share the code map with others using one of several built-in sharing features. And you can save the code map for later analysis. Using the code map, you can jump to the undo method and add the call to repaint. When we debug the application this time, note that the undo functionality works exactly as expected. Code maps in Visual Studio Ultimate allow you to visualize, navigate, and better understand the complex relationships in your source code.